Michael and Megan, thank you both so much for joining us. Michael, first to you, we just heard Secretary Kennedy say that there's been nothing to show for HHS's investments so far in long COVID research. What do you say to that?
Well, I think many of us agree that progress has really been too slow. There are a lot of patients really suffering, a lot of disability, a huge economic cost. At the same time, there's a lot of commitment on the part of clinicians caring for patients with long COVID, researchers really trying to figure out the answers for these patients. What I think we need and what I hope that this roundtable will be the beginning of is a really clear, both a short-term plan and a long-term plan for figuring this out. We need a broader organized strategy.
So what would make up, Michael, sticking with you, that long and short-term plan in order to make this strategy work? What's needed?
There are actually three specific things that I advocated for at this meeting, and I think that there was kind of broad agreement on these things. The first is real investment in a diagnostics and biomarker program, both to help people get a diagnosis of long COVID in the clinic, but also to help us identify individuals who may benefit from a specific treatment strategy or for participation in a specific clinical trial. The second thing that we really need is a rapid scale up of the number of clinical trials that are happening. We've seen some improvement, some increase in the number of clinical trials over the last couple of years, but I'd like to see a dozen more clinical trials right now testing all of the different possible leads for what might cause long COVID and how we might help people feel better.